Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the color green. Green is the most complex color. As Kermit the Frog once said, it's not easy being green. On the one hand, green is the most welcome color, the color of spring, new beginnings, burgeoning vegetation that transforms the land with ever-increasing intensity, coloring the hillsides, filling in the spaces between the branches of the trees, bringing lawns and gardens to life. Who could possibly have enough energy to do all that the color green accomplishes? On the other hand, green is also the color that the ancients associated with death and with the decomposition that follows. Green claims the dead and begins the process of transformation. Green, tending to black, which is green's darkest shade, and the color of good, rich earth. That is why green and black were the colors of death goddesses, they who took the dead back into their wombs to be healed and reborn. Thus, green was the color of the entire cycle of birth, life, death, and rebirth. Kermit the Frog may also have been thinking of the green man, figure of myth and folklore, when he spoke of the difficulty of being green. The green man was the son and consort of the goddess who created him each year in order to fertilize her and to cover the land with green vegetation. Our ancestors dressed up in green for the Beltane ritual on May Day to dance around the phallic maypole and celebrate the marriage of the goddess and the green man and encourage the green man in the fulfillment of, shall we say, his responsibilities. One reason it's hard to be green in this case is that vegetation eventually reaches the end of its annual green cycle and it dies. And thus, at the end of the summer, when the green man has grown old, he dies and becomes the harvest, cut down, devoured, and returned once again to the good green earth. Also, Kermit the Frog felt it wasn't easy being green because then he couldn't be other colors. But what he didn't realize was that green is energetically connected to every other color, and that green plays a central role in color symbolism. Color is one of the most universal symbols in the world. In our color system, we recognize 7 colors, which are divided into 2 groups. The first group contains the color red, meaning vitality, orange, which represents desire, and yellow, symbolizing the will. This first group of colors is described as warm, advancing, and outward tending, corresponding to the processes of assimilation, action, and intensity. The second group contains blue, signifying speech, indigo for intuition, and violet, symbolizing our divine nature. This second group is described as cool, withdrawing, and inward tending, corresponding to the processes of dissolution, peacefulness, and esoteric knowledge. The color green is the intermediary between these 2 groups, the bridge that connects them and enables them to create the entire spectrum. For green is the color of the heart chakra, our core, and the center of our being. The heart enables us to see the world in terms of relationships between elements and forces that are larger than the self. The heart helps us experience that we are already connected in a web of relationships so intricate that it extends throughout the entire living world, that there are no boundaries, and that we are all made of the same essence. And so green, the color of the heart chakra, is the color of relationship and affinity. Green is the color of unification, of making whole, and of healing, which is the act of making whole. Green is also the color of love, love which is experienced within the heart and radiates outward, bringing peace and compassion to all it encounters. So now, as the green of spring begins to overtake the land, let the heart do what it knows how to do, to create unity and harmony, love and vitality. Then we will find that it is very easy being green, our heartfelt color. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.